Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, the strong and powerful Simone Craig. Simone, are you ready to do this?
I am ready.
Excellent. Let's do this. Simone holds a degree in accounting. She has 22 years of experience in finance, including with the Big Four firm of KPMG, as well as the private sector. She's a passionate student of the law of attraction. She created a successful and thriving bookkeeping business. She loves teaching her students how to have successful money management skills and the right mindset to be successful. Excited to have you on. Simone, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why it is you do what you do.
Yes. So I live in basically the suburbs. I'm a suburb mom in New Jersey. I live with my five-year-old daughter. She's about to enter kindergarten.
Nice.
Yes. And I'm a single mama. And she actually is my daughter's the biggest inspiration for me to actually be doing what I'm doing right now. It's actually such a joy actually to be inspired by her and to really push myself to go to the next level. And that's personally and professionally.
I love it.
And then professionally, I started out as you mentioned in a very kind of very conservative financial environment. And there was a lot of benefit to that. I learned a lot. And it prepared me to be an entrepreneur. So I started my first business, which is a solo bookkeeping practice in 2007, so about 11 years ago now. And it has, in that time, turned into a bookkeeping company. I have to say, originally, I was not so in love or thrilled with my work. It was a business that I started because I was tired of working in a, I guess you could say, a corporate environment. And I felt like I could do more. And I felt like if I was working as hard as that for another company, why not work that hard for myself? But I wasn't necessarily in love with the work. And now I'm happy to say that I am, and what that took was really a shift in my mindset. And as a result of that, and coming to actually enjoy my work, enjoy my business, and really loving my clients, essentially, I started teaching other entrepreneurs how to do the same. And that started about 3 years ago, where I officially hung my shingle out as a money coach as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And it is always cool to hear about somebody's journey, but certainly an entrepreneurial journey and what led people to make the decisions that they made. So,
yes.
Well, I love it. I'd love to hear about the law of attraction and how that's helped you.
Yeah. The law of attraction is very straightforward, is essentially saying that what it is that we think and that we feel over and over again, you know, in repetition, you know, because we all have, there seems to be, there's a lot of misconceptions about law of attraction, but one of them is that, if I just think this thought, right, or if I just say this kind of mantra or affirmation over and over again, then I'll get what I want. It doesn't really work like that. It's really what it is that you are thinking and you are feeling most of the time unconsciously over and over again, that builds up a certain energy, or you could say a certain momentum in your life that then yields that result. So if you are thinking over and over again and feeling over and over again, that you're worthy of success, that builds up a certain momentum of worthiness in your life, and then you bring that to you. And the opposite end of that, if you're thinking and feeling something over and over again, that is one of the opposite, unworthiness or not enough or I'm a failure, whatever that momentum is, that energy is, that will come to you as well. So that's essentially what the law of attraction is saying. And the other thing about law of attraction that I would love to just clarify here is that I hear a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I believe in that. I believe in the law of attraction. And the law of attraction isn't really something to believe in. It's not a religion. It's not a belief system. You know,
right.
It is a law of the just like gravity. So if I throw my shoe up in the air, I can believe it's not going to fall back down. Okay. But the fact of the matter is that shoe was going to fall down. It has nothing to do with my belief system, but it has to do with an actual law of science of how this existence, this universe that we all participate in, works. And you can choose to use that law in your favor, or you know, you can harness the power of it consciously and work it consciously, or you can live with that law that exists whether you believe in it or not by default. And yeah,
I love it. I think that that's great, and it made me think about how self-fulfilling prophecies essentially. Or if you have a bad one, if you think you're not going to be successful, then you're probably not going to be successful.
That's right.
If you're a self-confident person and you're self-assured, that's great. Yes. But it sounds to me like actually paying attention to the law of attraction and putting it into practice on a daily basis will probably increase your chances of actually getting where you want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love how you called it this self-assuredness, because the other thing about law of attraction, we talked about there's thoughts and there's feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So science tells us that really ultimately our feelings are stronger ultimately than our thoughts. So that's why you'll see someone who says, well, I just never imagined this would happen to me. I would have never thought in a million years that I'd be this successful. And you come across something like that when that person is, you know, whether they're consciously doing it or not, they feel good, they're confident, they're loving what they're doing. They overall have a general good feeling about themselves, their life, their business, money, and they just happen to be surprised by life, right? So the key is yes, you want to be someone who is self-assured, even if there are certain things you maybe don't think are possible for you, or even if you have some self-doubts, which we all do, some moments of insecurity.
Sure.
If you can maintain an overall sense and feeling of self-assuredness, confidence, just feeling good, generally feeling good, again, about yourself, about your business and money, that will lead you to success.
I love it. And I'm listening and I'm thinking, just, I don't know if it's a real word, I don't know if intentionality is a word, but being intentional about all the things that you're talking about. Do you find that that's, we mentioned in the opening how you like to help people with the right mindset to be successful. I have to imagine that plays a big part in it.
It does. It does play a big part. Because again, it's, are you choosing to run your business by default? Or, which if you're an entrepreneur, you're probably not one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
As an entrepreneur, we tend to like take control of things, right? As they say, quote unquote, take the bull by the horns.
Right.
So bull by the horns is, yes, being intentional. What are your goals? You know, what ultimately, why are you in business? What is the greater purpose for your business, if there is one? What do you want your business to serve for you personally? All of these things are ways of being more intentional. And that's important to be clear about on a kind of a high end macro level. And it's also important to be clear about that on a micro level, too, in terms of, you know, what's your monthly goals and how are you day to day executing on that? The intentionality, as you said, is really important as an entrepreneur. And it gets you to where you want to be quicker. You know, again, because it's about building up that momentum. Intentionality builds up a momentum. If you can build up a momentum, then it comes to you quicker and you're not working as hard. It's not such a grind. It's not such a hustle. I mean, you know, some people are into that, you know, but that's fine. But ultimately, people are into that because to them it feels good. To them, there's a goodness or there's a power or there's a bliss that they feel in that. So if you're able to be intentional about how you do want to feel, that feeling that you want, it builds up a momentum again by you being intentional. And not only does it come to you quicker, but there's more of an ease in you getting there.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea of momentum. And
yes,
it's if you are stopped, if you're stuck in a rut and your inertia is going in the wrong direction, it's not easy to stop it. Once you do get it going in the right direction, or if things are already moving, if you have negative momentum, it's easier to keep it going. If you have positive momentum, it's easier to get it going. But the ocean in between being in a crappy situation and getting to a good one requires, so kind of like your story, you were in a, working with great companies, had a great career, but it wasn't what you wanted necessarily. And I, you know, you, just like I think we can all speak to in doing anything entrepreneurial, you're like, okay, this is going to be really, really hard. It's going to take time. But if I'm intentional about it, if I can understand and set goals on a, like you're talking about, micro and and macro, that then I'll get there. That's probably one of the things that really stops people from doing what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And that ocean that you talked about, usually, and then if someone's feeling stuck, usually it can be two things that I've seen with my own personal story and people that I've worked with. One of them is that you have some conflicting beliefs or conflicting ideas about how to move forward. And then you just get stuck. You don't know what way to do, or you're overloaded with too much information about what you quote unquote should be doing. And so the way to kind of bridge that gap in that situation is to really kind of put all of the information down to the side for a moment and get back in touch with why you're doing what you're doing. And again, how you want to feel. Because if you can get clear on how you want to feel, and when I say how you want to feel, like for instance, if someone's big goal is, okay, I want to eventually sell my company. You know, I want to sell my company for $5 million. Maybe that's their goal, right? So the key is to ask yourself, okay, when I do that, when I have done that, when I have that check in my hand, sold my company, or that wire hit my account, how is that going to make me feel? What experience am I going to have as a result of that? And that is your guiding feeling. So if you're feeling stuck and you know what your guiding feeling is, then you can start to ask yourself some really powerful questions. Okay, so how can I begin to just take one step towards feeling better? How can I, what can I do? Just take one step to feeling more towards how I want to feel. And if you don't assume you already know the answer, if you just kind of allow yourself for the answer to come to you, you'll start to get some really creative ways of how you can begin to start feeling better, because ultimately that's how you bridge that gap. That's how you fly over that ocean is through feeling better, feeling your way to how you ultimately want to feel.
I love it. Yeah. That is we all know that we're supposed to set goals. That being said, like I get it, but nobody does it. And I like the idea of looking into the future and determining or figuring out how that's actually going to feel when you get there.
Yes.
That's much clearer than saying, what are your goals?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those are so boring goals.
Right.
Who cares about goals?
Blah.
We want to feel something, that's, you know?
That's interesting. That's thinking and feeling and thinking and believing. We talked about how it's not really a constructive thing to believe in the law of attraction, just like it's not constructive to believe in gravity. It is, however, important to feel and really feel and put yourself in that position in the future, because that's what's going to really motivate you to probably take action.
Totally. And I love the way you said that. That's just I have nothing to add. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So real practically, it's a matter of let's look ahead 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, those things.
All of those things. 1 year. Yep. And you know, for with my accounting background, once you're clear on that, then we break down the year into quarters. What's going to happen next quarter? What's happening third quarter? What's happening fourth quarter? Yep. And you break it down.
And I bet that it's probably, and I know it's true for me. I mean, mm-hmm. Let's just think about back to your previous experience working at a Fortune 500, Fortune 100 company. You were probably pretty clear in what the important aspects of your job or your career were on a daily basis.
It's
probably tougher to understand all the things that are going to go into being an entrepreneur and making sure that I'm doing all those things on a daily basis.
Oh, so absolutely. Yes. Yeah, for sure. Because in the corporate environment where I first worked, Yeah, all of those things like the planning stages that an entrepreneur goes through, that was all worked out for me already. Mm-hmm. You know, what the big goal was, what we needed to look at, what needed to be audited, things like this, that was all worked out. They just needed a body in the seat to execute. Right. And that's fine, you know. But as an entrepreneur, you really, from the beginning, it behooves us to really put on our CEO hat. And if you don't even know what that means or how you even begin to be the CEO of your business, just Google it. You know, look up what do CEOs do with their time every day? Mm-hmm. How do CEOs plan? You know, what people are they meeting with on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, and why? And you can learn all those things and then you apply that to your business. But for me, I from the door, and it's changed in stages. Like when I first started my business, I just wanted to, one, focus on sales and make sure that I was hitting a certain amount of sales within a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be profitable. And I think that's something too that entrepreneurs tend to miss and overlook, is they're big time focused on sales, making money, of course. But at the end of the day, to be sustainable, you have to be profitable.
Right.
Right. So I wasn't just looking at generating sales. I was looking at what do I need to order to run my business and how can I be profitable from the door? And once I combine that with looking at sales and profitability and combining that with mindset, that's a very powerful recipe to be successful as a new entrepreneur from the door, where you have to maybe bootstrap or, you know, you can keep your expenses low. Even if you're making a dollar, you can still be profitable.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So find out how to be profitable. Execute on your financial plan. It'll keep you honest. And especially in the beginning too, of course, mindset is important at all stages of business, but you gotta work your mind, because if you are at the point, really at a faith point in your business where you're going out there, you're marketing, you're networking, you're doing what you need to do to get the word about your services, you have a few sales coming in, maybe they're not that consistent. So you work that. The rest of the time, be working your mind. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you're making it your business to feel the way you want to feel when you hit that end goal or when you get to that end point. You make it your business to feel that way as much as possible during your day. You don't have to give yourself an excuse to feel that way. It's just you choosing to feel that way. And I would say if you do that, that's a great place to start.
I love it. Well, yeah. Simone, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yes. Okay, so mindset-wise, in terms of the money mindset piece of it. Okay, so studies tell us that anytime we pay a bill or use money in any way, just as human beings, if you're a human being, you feel pain, right? Hmm. So the way around that, because again, the key is we want to stay feeling good. We want to keep money coming to us in abundance, right? We want to start generating sales or more sales or getting more profitable. So you no longer want to use the word spend. You want to take the word spend out of your vocabulary. Spend means what? Use up, deplete, down to zero. So instead of saying you're spending money, start to use the word circulate, that you're circulating money. Whenever you pay a bill, I'm circulating this money back to me or back to my business. And that way, you're no longer feeling that pain that most people are feeling when paying a bill. You're actually feeling better.
I love that.
Start doing it. Works.
That is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
So
yeah.
Simone, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Yes. Okay. So my website is SimoneCraig.com. I have a free PDF there. It's called Create Thousands in Sales Now. So you can opt into that at SimoneCraig.com/create-thousands with an S.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Simone your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to SimoneCraig.com/create-thousands to get that free PDF. Thank you again, Simone.
Thank you. Have a great one.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we're all in this together. What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!